payment for asphalt that is to be picked up at the vendor's plant or delivered to county facilities. The agreement for asphalt picked up at bidder's plant or delivered to county facilities 3.3 and 3.4 with Leo Jernigan Construction Company Incorporated Secondary Jernigan Agreement. This agreement also provides for a 12 months with a renewal option of one additional year for asphalt that is to be furnished and loaded onto county trucks at the vendor's plant. The price per ton for black base hot mix $51. The price per ton for hot mix surface material is $51 per ton, and the price per ton for coal mix patched is $70 per ton. For asphalt that is to be delivered to county facilities, the price per ton for coal mix match is $70 plus the mileage cost. This is the secondary agreement for asphalt that is to be picked up at the vendor's plant or delivered to county facilities. He and our attorney approves the agreement as described in paragraphs 1 and 2 above.
Move to approve Table Rock Asphalt Construction Company for asphalt picked up at the bidder's plant as primary supplier between Table Rock Asphalt Company and Tannehill County.
Can you read that motion back?
I move to approve the agreement between Table Rock Asphalt Company and Taney County for asphalt picked up at the bidder's plant as the primary supplier.
Second.
Aye.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to approve the agreement binding between Taney County and Leo Jernigan Construction Company for asphalt picked up at bidder's plant or delivered to county facilities, secondary supplier.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Agreement for concrete 3.1. Number 18-059, Road and Bridge A and B. I have a letter dated April 27, 2018 from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, and he's reviewed. This is agreement for concrete for Conoco Companies Incorporated Primary, file number 18-059, Road and Bridge A, and then Table Rock Asphalt Construction Company Incorporated Secondary, file number 18059, Road and Bridge B. He's reviewed the following agreements for Taney County and agreement for concrete primary with Conoco Companies Incorporated. This agreement provides for a term of 12 months with an option to renew for an additional 1 year. The price per cubic yard is $133 for concrete class B1, $127.50 for standard six-bag mix, and $113.50 for flowable fill. This is the primary supply contract for concrete. Agreement for concrete secondary with Table Rock Asphalt Construction Incorporated. This agreement also provides for a term of 12 months with an option to renew for an additional 1 year. The price per cubic yard is $137 for concrete class B1, $132.20 for standard six-bag mix, and $121.50 for flowable fill. This is the secondary supply contract for concrete. With respect to each of these contracts, he approves them as to form.
Move to approve the agreement between Conoco Companies of Springfield as primary supplier and Taney County for concrete
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to approve the agreement by and between Table Rock Asphalt Construction in Taney County, labeled as concrete secondary supplier.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
In the past, we have never, that I know of, labeled them in the contracts as primary or secondary.
I think it started last year when we wanted a separate contract. Instead of just relying on the word agreement that says, should this particular vendor fail to supply as requested, as this contract reads, then the county would be able to use the secondary. That's how we've always done it in years past. Last year, when we started wanting a separate contract.
Well, we always had separate contracts between the. Right.
We always had. We did three contracts.
Well, we've always done three contracts because you have to have separate contracts with each company. It's never been labeled as primary or secondary. My concern is, and I don't know, is if it's labeled as primary and then secondary, does that tie our hands to the availability or the ability to use?
Bid comes in that way, does it not? When we accept the bid,
whenever we award the bid,
we award it as primary and secondary.
Right, but they're still the contracts are individual between us and the company.
Mm-hmm.
So the agreements and the contracts. I just want to make sure by adding primary or secondary, it doesn't limit us in any way. So it's just something we can talk to Travis about.
Well, I was going to say Travis did look at them.
Right.
And he actually sent a new, on Friday, he sent two new additions, and then this morning he sent another one after looking at them again over the weekend on the page to it from his approval.
Agreement for tackle oil, number 18-060, Road and Bridge. I have a letter dated April 27, 2018, from Mr. Elliott, our attorney. He's reviewed, this is an agreement for Highway Tackle Oil, CSS-1, file number 18-060, Road and Bridge. He's reviewed the agreement for highway tax oil buy-in between Coastal Energy Corporation and Taney County agreement. The agreement provides for the term of 12 months with an option to renew for one additional year. The contract price is $1.90 per gallon delivered, and he approves the agreement as to form.
Move to approve the agreement between Coastal Energy Corporation of Willow Springs, Missouri, and Taney County for highway tack oil.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Quick claim deed. Wayne Newcomb and Valerie A. Newcomb.
Move to approve and allow Commissioner Schofield to sign the quit claim deed by and between Wayne Newcomb and Valerie Newcomb, husband and wife in Taney County.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Bid recommendations for county tax sale, number 201-803-406.
Yes, good morning, Commissioners. This is in reference to a bid that we put out every year for a county tax sale. It's basically for delinquent tax publications in local newspapers, qualified papers that are available for this particular particular bid invitation are the Branson Tri-Lakes News and the Taney County Times. Our Taney County Collector, Nola Cope, who's here with me this morning, had requested this to be let out for bid. It was released on our website and through newspaper advertising on March 24th. It closed last week. We did receive responses from both of the qualified newspapers. Each of you should have a bid recommendation form from me indicating those results. Branson Tri-Lakes News at $3.75 per 9-point type with 10.5 point leading. $3.75, Branson Tri-Lakes News. Taney County Times response was for $3 for the same. Mona took a copy of the bid responses in for a full and thorough review. She responded back to me that she would make a recommendation for the low bid with some details on the recommendation form that each of you have. But I'll turn it over to Mona for her explanations or answer any questions that you might have. Her recommendation is to award to Taney County Times for 1 year, for the coming year.
My recommendation was based solely on a dollar amount. I went with the $3 over the 3.75. Thought it would be a savings of almost $2,500 based on last year's numbers.
You said yours is based solely on price?
Yes. Based on last year's numbers, we had went with Branson the previous years, the times last year. There was not a significant number of parcels sold between the 2 years, and actually the last year was about 5 or 6 more, but other than that, the numbers were very close.
Move to award bid number 201803-406 to Branson Tri-Lakes News.
Do we have a second on that?
Maybe I didn't hear right. What was your recommendation?
The Taney County Times.
Motion dies for lack of second.
You better ask
them. Maybe I should have.
You've got stuff ready to go out. You've got certified mail ready to go out.
May 1st, my certified mail goes out. We always send a letter telling them who the newspaper was awarded to so they'll know who to look for. Is there questions?
I think it's public record that Department of Revenue has filed petitions against the Times and its parent company for $62,958 in back taxes.
The county taxes are current and the merchant license are current.
Did they just get those current? Because I was told that those were...
The city license, as far as Branson and Forsyth, I know that Branson's city license are due today. They'll be late tomorrow, but I've not been notified. They usually don't notify me. It's just that we don't send over proof of paid receipt if they're late, if they ask for it.
Have there been any problems with the publication?
No, the last 2 years, whenever it was Branson Tri-Lakes News, and then last year when it was Taney County Times, we worked very well with both companies. Everything was published on time and correct to our knowledge.
I would ask the commission for direction on what steps we should take at this point in time. I'm here to assist the Taney County Collector with this item.
As far as back taxes,